that guy, Kathy's going to come and read Isaiah 11, verse 5 verses. I've got a 24-minute, I think it is, video up about the seven spirits of God. There's more in this, in those first 5 verses, that I want to talk about and have a short video to add to that page about where I've taught the seven spirits of God. So if you'd read all 5 of them, verses, and then we'll comment. Let's see what God does. Go ahead.
Chapter 11, verse 1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins."
Notice this rod coming out of Jesse. This is Jesus. He is the son of Jesse, and he's going to judge the earth. He's going to judge all of us. He judges his church. Thank God. And there are 7 spirits of the Lord. 1 is the Spirit of the Lord. 2, wisdom. 3, understanding. 4, counsel. 5, might. 6, knowledge. 7, the fear of the Lord. And I think it says, next, he'll make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Is that right?
Fear of the Lord, right.
Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That God, Jehovah, made a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Now, the biggest problem with the church is simple. They do not have fear of the Lord. But you cannot have fear of the Lord. Only the Lord teaches those that he wants to fear him. You say, "Well, I don't fear God." That's obvious. But God will teach you to fear him. He'll put his fear in your heart. He made Jesus of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Jesus, because he feared him, Hebrews 5 says that he was heard and was saved from death through his many cries with tears. So you need to understand, if you don't fear God, 1, you don't believe the gospel. You believe that gospel, take up your cross daily, and you'll start fearing God. So Jesus was made a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Now what's next?
"And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes."
There you go. He had to have quick understanding in the fear of the Lord to not judge after the sight of his eyes. Let me tell you, if you judge what you see, you can be sure that you are not you're not in the Spirit of God. And if you judge what's next?
"Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears."
Judge after what he sees, nor reprove, correct, after what he hears. You can hear all kinds of things about all kinds of people, and if you listen to it, you just have a busybody ear. It is that simple. A busybody ear. You might receive a phone call today, and frankly, it's a disappointing phone call, because someone had heard that I couldn't read the Bible, and they wanted to pray for my eyes. And when I explained to them that nothing is wrong with my eyes, it is oppression of the soul, of the devil, fighting witchcraft, fighting the wickedness of God's people, fighting the government who wants to take all the money and spread it out to other people, spread it to heathen, really. Spread it to other religions. Give it to those that do not have faith in God, do not believe God. But that's what we have going on in Washington. Well, the oppression comes because I'm fighting this, not because there's anything wrong with my eyes, but because my soul is oppressed. You can read in Isaiah 53 how Jesus was oppressed. He was oppressed. And that's where I'm at now. I'm fine. You can pray for my eyes, but it's a waste of time for you to pray for my eyes. If you want to pray and I speak boldly as I should, get after it. Thank God. But I know what I'm doing, and I'm well aware of what is oppressing me. I also know right now there's great pressure on my faith, on my soul. And you know where it comes from? Tomorrow, the big meeting in Washington about health care and what have you. Between Obama, the presidents, the cabinet, I guess, Democrats and Republicans. Only thing I know is God told me in November 2008 that because Obama had lied to his people and promised us things he couldn't keep, couldn't bring to pass, his hand was against him. What I didn't know at that time, that it was my faith in my heart that was against him. Thank God that I'm overcoming that by the mercies and the grace of God. Now, won't judge after what we see, won't reprove after what we hear.
You just gave an example of that, didn't you?
What?
Not judging after what you see or judging what you hear.
Right. You want to say something about it?
Eliminate that? No, just that your faith against our government,
right,
is not after what you see or after you hear.
No, it's what God said to me.
Right.
Right. And you know what? Since you brought it up, it doesn't bother God a bit to lay that kind of pressure on my faith. Now, can we move on?
Yes. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth.
Wait just a minute. Righteousness is by faith. Righteousness is a faith. In other words, Jesus didn't judge after the flesh. Even what he saw and heard, he didn't do a thing about it. And when he did judge, he judged with his faith, because he had faith and authority to judge the world. Let's go ahead.
And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Smite the earth? Did you get that? With the rod of his mouth? Right?
Right.
His authority. That's what the rod is. His authority. Smite the earth with his authority. You know, he gave that authority to the apostles. Matthew 28:18. He gave that authority to 11 men. 11 men. Now, I wrote about this. He gave Paul that authority. He has also given me that authority. That what? Smite the earth with the authority in my mouth. And to slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. Through the breath of his lips will he slay the wicked, right? Amen. You don't believe that, do you? You don't believe that I have that kind of authority, do you? You don't believe God can do what he wants to through me. You just think you're cool. What's next?
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
Righteousness, the girdle of his loins, which is faith inside of him.